Welcome back, everyone, to episode 4 of Nothing on the Radio. I've had a few drinks, so just bear with me if I go on any crazy rants. Sorry we couldn't catch up last week. Just couldn't get together to do it. But just deal with it. We don't get paid for this, so, you know, we're going to miss the odd catch up. But probably getting straight into it, there was one thing. We're talking about sex, phone sex, okay, yeah. Last week, and I forgot to tell a story of when I, a Kiwi girl, when I was about 18, I was having phone sex with her.
Mm-hmm. How did you know her?
Well, it wasn't just out of the yellow pages.
Well, we had the conversation last week. Have you ever just randomly texted a number?
Yeah, I didn't know her very well. Okay. From memory, I think I'd met her like out or something. Oh, this is getting really creepy now.
Look, now it's getting creepy. Yeah, okay.
I called her. Now, with her accent, now this is legitimate. This will sound like I'm making up, but she said, "Oh, cut off my ear." And I legitimately thought she wanted me to role play cutting off her ear, off her head. And I was like, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "Yeah."
Mike Tyson fetish.
And I was like, "Oh, okay. So I cut off your ear." And she seemed really into it. So I didn't want to stop. And then it wasn't until afterwards. And she was like,
"Where do you want me to put it?"
Do I put it in my pocket?
Should I put it in a bag and then on some ice for later?
Yeah, so she lost me at that moment. But, yeah, just something I forgot to talk about last week.
Fantastic.
And thanks again for texting in and calling in and stuff like that. Big-time listener Matthew Osborne did ring in, text in. He was asking about he likes the poo talk. I just want to bring up this one thing. We were talking about, look, there's a bunch of things that guys, I don't think girls do. Or maybe guys do. I don't know.
Girls don't poo.
Well, girls do to poo, but I can't imagine playing poo tricks where, like, you'll poo backwards.
Oh, the reverse kangaroo.
Yeah.
My brother uses it.
But what's the regular kangaroo? Is that just a normal shit?
I don't know.
But there's a reverse kanga, which is where you're facing the other way, so you poo all over the front of the bowl. Then there's the top deck, where you take off the top of the cistern and poo into the water up there.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, they're terrible. But my brother and his mate were talking, and they were talking about doing a touchdown. And I'm like, oh, why would you ever want to do that? And they said, what do you think a touchdown is? And I said, oh, is that where you poo in your hand and throw it in the bowl? And they went, no. It's where you the poo hits the water before your bum hits the seat. I'm like, oh well, that's not quite as bad as what I was thinking.
So what's your thing called?
I don't know. Spiking it? I don't know. It's not popular.
All right.
It's not a popular maneuver in the toilet prank world. Look, something fresh to talk about now. I was talking to a friend of mine, Gavin Stranks, about my podcast, or our podcast, sorry. And and his mum was there, and his mum said, "Ah, are you funny, are you?" It's a bit taken back.
And?
Oh, and I went, "Yes, I am very funny." But it's a really awkward, like, question. Yeah. It's one of the only things, like, if someone said, "Are you hungry?" You can very easily go, "Well, yeah, I'm hungry," or "No, I'm not hungry." Yeah. Any other, but it's like, "Are you funny?" And I was like, "What the fuck do I say?" Do I say, "Nah, not at all"? I wouldn't listen to us.
Yeah, I've had people say to me, like, "What's your podcast about?" And I'm like, "Oh, we just talk shit." Like, I don't really know what else to say. Like, that's pretty much what we do. And
yeah, but I know. But then you can't say, "It's really funny." Strap yourself in. Hilarious. It's really funny.
But you would have got that, I guess, when you used to do some stand-up and people would have been like, "Oh, you're the funny guy."
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine, Andy Owl, set up my bank. He set up my mortgage or one of my bank accounts or something like that.
Was it his job or he just did it for
No, he worked for the Commonwealth, mate. Okay. But he, without asking me, he set up my – you know, you can have preferred names?
Yeah.
He set it up as the comedian, so – when I went into the Commonwealth Bank, actually, I didn't realise for a couple of years, and I went in to change an account or something, and she went, "Is your preferred name still the comedian?"
Oh. Yes. Yes, it is. You know I have a podcast.
Is it funny? Well, no, not really. Are you funny? No. Something I wanted to talk about, which has sort of come up more probably in like the last couple of years, is the Ancestry.com DNA testing.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on the TV.
Yeah. So I got it done actually a couple of years back.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And it's interesting enough. It's like 60% Irish, a bit of Scandinavian somehow, some Portuguese and Spanish and that. Only very little English, and then there was like 1% Pacific Islander. So that's very proud of my Pacific Islander heritage.
And that's where the penis size comes from, I'm guessing.
Well, you said it, not me. You creep. Fuck, what are we in, like 6 minutes in? Jesus Christ. But what was – I was talking to some friends, the Mashmans, and they got it back, and they're white as white. But they said Chinese.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be calling bullshit on that.
Well, to their face.
Yeah.
Bullshit, mate.
Prove it.
Well, I don't think Nathan Mashman or Mel Mashman were, but Zhengwei Mashman, their younger brother, could be Chinese.
Okay.
Apparently, one in every five people are Chinese.
No way.
Yeah, so probably one member of your family is Chinese you don't even know about.
I hope so.
That's an old shitty joke.
I would love to know my
You're 100% bitch. You know those stickers?
Oh, no,
it's usually like 90% bitch, 10% angel. You decide what you get or some shit.
You can't handle me, my words. You don't deserve me, my best.
The only people who say that are moles.
Yeah, that's why I say it.
That's why I've got that on my front and the back of my car. But what people are worried about, and apparently has come up, is that you give your DNA in.
Yeah.
And because you've got to spit into this container, and I think you could take hair out, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I weed and pooed into a container. Just they didn't ask for it, but
just for shits and giggles.
I wanted to be very thorough.
Just that.
But the people, and I think it has happened. I was reading that people are now getting done for crimes because, like, their brother did like a DNA test.
No way.
Yeah, and then they're finding these unsolved murderers and crimes and stuff like that.
That is amazing.
So just be careful if you. I mean, it's good, and the information you get's pretty interesting. Information you get back is pretty interesting.
But I reckon it would cause a lot of family controversy, like in terms of like why is it coming back Chinese, and then you find out that your grandmother cheated on your grandfather.
Unless you look heaps Chinese.
Yeah, what is that?
I can't believe it. I wanted to talk about, and I'm sure a lot of people out there get this as well, when you get a compliment and you just remember it forever. You must have some compliments you've had over the years. Oh, maybe not. Do you not have any compliments?
Like, I'm a hungover right now and you're just kicking me while I'm down. Low self-esteem already. I don't know. I guess so.
Sorry, guys. If that was a bit weird, Em, you maybe couldn't hear Em very well. As I said, I have been drinking and I've turned Em's microphone down really low for like the first 8 minutes.
You did that on purpose. Oh, I can actually hear myself now.
Ah, there it is. Okay. So, as I said, I'm not good enough to go and fix that. So, let's just pretend that didn't happen. But we were talking
about... It's like you've just been talking to yourself for the last few minutes.
I was talking about old compliments. So, you don't remember... anything from like your past where someone's told you like...
Well, I just get too many to remember. I am amazing.
Well, I wanted to bring it up. It's because in like year, probably like 7 or 8, this we were doing the school dancing. Remember when you had to learn how to dance?
Yeah.
And like PE or whatever it was. And we're all around doing the foxtrot or whatever it might be. And Peter Leonard or Yvonne Leonard, I don't know, no idea where she is now. She got me and she went... Oh, good. I got Lewis. He's a good dancer.
Oh, that has stuck with you for a long time.
That's the noise I made. I went, oh.
It was a pity noise. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But I tell the listeners, I'm a very good dancer.
I'm going to put up the videos that I have. that prove otherwise.
But so you've never had compliments that have just stuck with you for a long time? Well, what about insults?
Oh, yeah, the insults. They're the ones that really keep you awake at nighttime and drag you down. Yeah, I think so. But me, it's more about my personality. Like if someone tells me that I'm funny for a girl,
yeah,
that means like a backhanded compliment. I get that one a bit and I'm always just like, oh, you fucking asshole. Like,
yeah, see, I don't even think you're funny for a girl. So you're definitely, yeah, you're not even funny for a guy or a girl. So okay.
I am actually technically both. So.
An aphrodite. I wanted to talk about sort of going back to school time as well. Was probably the bad fashion that most of us would have dealt with at one time or another growing up.
In the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you look back on and go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. It was a silver, shiny, puffy vest. And haunted my childhood.
Back to the Future too, sort of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. And it was, I loved it in like my late, like it was like late primary school, early high school. I loved it. I thought it was the best thing ever until I just woke up one day and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I need to get rid of this. And you know how you do do you ever do hand-me-downs with your cousins and stuff like that?
Yeah, not so much because I think I was the oldest boy. So, but Sam and Miles would get my hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
They would have got some shit.
Do they still get them?
Well, no, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, my cousin, I handed down to my younger cousin, Carly.
The silver puffy jacket.
The silver puffy jacket.
Vest or jacket?
It was a vest, sorry. A vest.
Did it have sleeves that you could take on and off?
No. Oh, like those cargo shorts. But it really made it.
They were cool.
And I still remember one day, I was in the middle of, do you remember at our school they had that quad where everyone used to go in the morning?
Yep.
I was in the middle of the quad with all my friends and Gemma and Kylie rocked up at school and they came up to me and they're like, Emily, what the fuck is this? And they pulled out this silver vest in the middle of the quad in front of everyone and they're like, this came to us in the last hand-me-down thing and I was so embarrassed.
It'll come back around. It'll be cool again.
I should have kept it.
Only because what it reminded me when we were talking last week of when I had the eye patch and John and Jared, my mates, came to the door and caught me an eye patch. This is a similar thing where it happened one Christmas. A mate of mine came to my door and opened the door and I was wearing my clothes I got for Christmas.
Yeah.
And which included a pair of 3/4 pants.
Oh, my God.
And the problem, problem with 3/4 pants, I'm not tall.
The problem is that they're not for men.
Well, the lady at General Pants Co. said I looked really good. No, but the problem with them is that I've got short legs, so they weren't 3/4. They were like 7/8. So it just looked like I bought pants that weren't quite long enough. But I was also wearing a button-up short-sleeve shirt with had like those military lapels on it on the shoulders.
Oh my God!
I think I had a visor on at the same time. Fuck! Like a fucking loser. Got 2 pairs of 3/4 pants at Christmas.
Why 3/4?
Could
you unzip and zip them up too?
No, remember that brand Kepa? They were with, either way. But I remember being at General Pants Co. and trying one and not being sure. And looking back, I should have trusted my gut and gone, fuck, what am I doing with these 3/4 pants on? They look fucking terrible. Because they weren't tight ones either. They're not like the ones that are sort of half trendy that if you're a model you can wear and they're sort of tight around your calves. Yeah. They were just like fucking stovepipe pants.
What material were they?
Not just like cotton, but the lady at General Pants Co. I think it was with my grandma and I'm like, oh, I don't know. And she's gone, they look really good. Why would the lady at General Pants Co. lie to me?
Because she thought you were gay and coming out and that was going to be your outfit.
Well, I don't think that would help my gay life at all. there was something online recently I saw. There's this thing you can do. I've sent you the link and we might put it on Facebook, but where you can bedazzle your cat's bum hole.
Yes. This has been sent to me quite a few times in the veterinary nurse industry.
Yeah. So, do you ever see did you ever see cats come in with them?
No. Luckily, people do bedazzle their cats and dogs' nails, though.
That's not as. I mean, that's weird, but
that's not as bad.
So what it is, guys? It's like a little like jewel on a chain. Now the chain goes around your cat's tail, and it slides all the way down. So the jewel hangs over your cat's bum hole. But a really good point was made on the photo I saw. It actually makes it look like you've put a butt plug in your cat. A jeweled butt plug.
Which we all do at some point in owning a cat.
Oh, look, I've never... I just think it's amazing that people would prefer to look at this like weird butthole bug jewel.
It just draws more attention to it.
Yeah, I know.
It's like if you have a really bad nose, it's like getting a nose ring. It's like, don't do that. Just leave it.
Are you saying, is this something about me?
Maybe something else you got pierced. I don't know.
My eyebrow. Great eyebrows. Talking about cats. Your cat last week, out of the blue, used me as a scratching post.
Oh, my God. It was, as we were finishing up the podcast last week, my cat, because my cat only refuses to sharpen its claws on anything else other than the side of my lounge, which is a rather large area.
What Em's trying to say is that I reminded her cat of a lounge.
It came up to Louis sitting in the chair and just started sharpening its claws on his leg.
It was on my love handle.
Like you were a lounge. I lost my shit. Oh,
I was wearing a similar coloured shirt to your lounge, so I guess it was my fault. Fucking cats. I do like cats. And the gays, remember. Wanted to talk about... So yesterday I was driving through Morisset and there was a sign like for a hairdresser's, like a bloke's hairdresser. It was like, you know, Johnny's Haircuts. And there's a picture of a guy on the sign and he had like a really shit haircut. And I sort of ran through my head like, fuck, Johnny must have cut his own hair for that photo. But that sort of brought up more questions for me as well, as like, it must be hard for certain people that have got certain jobs, careers where like a builder can build his own house and mm-hmm. a painter can paint his own house. But hairdressers really shouldn't anyway cut their own hair.
True. So what other careers did you not do yourself?
Well, I immediately thought about dentistry.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I just thought it would be really just hard to do your own dentist work. But then I also thought about sex workers as well, which I guess my brain goes far too often.
Can't do your own sex work.
Well, generally not. And I guess this came, then the idea of self-fellatio came up as well, which is...
How far was it between seeing the sign for a haircut and getting to the self-fellatio?
It's pretty quick.
If you were to time it, what's that long?
Oh, probably 7.5 seconds.
Okay, good.
My brain works very quickly in odd ways.
No,
yeah. No, but I just... then. But with self-fellatio, I guess, on its own is pretty fun. I mean, well... Okay, you're shaking your head like it's not.
I'm just confused.
But now, I'll say this. Oh, fuck, I'll stop saying this. Guys, it seems like there are guys out there that can do it. There's enough videos online.
What do you mean it seems like there are guys? Like, do you look at a guy and go, he definitely does it?
One of my favourite searches is self-fellatio on Facebook. On Google. No, if you go online.
You heard it here first.
If you go online, there are plenty of videos.
Like if you go on a Pornhub, is that your favourite? Like,
I don't know. I'm giving up so much for my personal life here. I know there are videos out there of guys going down on themselves.
Oh, no.
But I don't think I've ever seen a video of a woman doing it. Mm. Is that something that women...
Because women aren't fucking weird, like guys.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No.
Oh, I just think it's, you know, it'd be something interesting. Ladies, any listeners out there, if you do
go
do
down
that
yourself, on yourself, yeah,
just send a video in and we'll place it on our Facebook page.
We'll assess it. We'll make sure it meets the standards.
I don't think Facebook will cop that, actually. Have you ever got a
gone
really...
down on myself?
Em, have you ever gone down on yourself?
Yes, about an hour ago when I said I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, I just quickly went down on myself. I mean, I guess girls are going to go further than guys.
Remember there was that story about Prince having his like ribs removed or something?
Oh, they did the same story with Marilyn Manson.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. And
that he took his ribs.
And Michael Jackson as well. I think it went around with everyone.
Yeah, I think that no one's ever had their ribs removed to go down on themselves. But I mean, people like that, wouldn't you just pay someone to go down on you for that price?
What?
I mean, if someone was like, how much is the surgery going to cost to get my ribs removed? They go, it's going to cost $50,000.
Oh, God.
You could get a lot of blowjobs for $50,000. I'd do at least one or two for $50,000. Probably five. Probably heaps. 1,000. Yes. No, that's $50 a blowjob. No, I'd probably charge more than that.
You shouldn't.
That's that Jake, that Jake I was telling earlier about the bloke who was short on cash.
Yeah.
And he said to his mate said to him, why don't you go out and, you know, sell yourself on the street?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, why not? So he came back the next night. He goes, yeah, it worked. Actually made a bit of money giving blowjobs to people. Said, how much did you make? He went, $330.20. And they went, who gave the 20 cents? And he went, all of them. It's a lot of blowjobs.
Thanks for that. But just because you can do something yourself on yourself, it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yes, 100%
agree. I'm actually not talking about the going down on yourself thing. I mean more the hair thing. I've gone back to the hair thing,
oh,
which is
right.
Where we started.
Hey, what's you must have had some shitty haircuts. You got a pretty shit one now.
Oh, my God.
No, it looks all right.
I had this done the other day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so when I was like, when was I? Maybe like 14 or 15, Mandy Moore was like really in vogue. And she.
When did she go out?
I know, right? It was around her candy phase. And I.
That was 50 Cent candy shop.
Okay, sorry. Oh, that's why I ended up with no hair.
I want that the candy shop cut.
No, she was on the front page of like Dolly magazine. Yeah,
yeah.
And she had like, she got her hair cut off and it was like black and spiky and like, it's like, I want to look like Mandy Moore. So I took it into the hairdresser and got my hair cut. I just came out looking like a very angry lesbian. I was like, this does.
Is there any other type of lesbian?
No.
Oh, there goes our lesbian audience.
Sorry,
perfect.
Sorry, guys.
I had a really bad one. Like, I should have known. I went to Barry's hair salon. And it wasn't Barry who cut my hair. I sort of walked in. I was 16. I was actually going to go see my first girlfriend.
Ooh.
Meet her parents for the first time. And I wanted to get a haircut. And I went in. There was this bloke just like wearing a flannel reading the paper. And I sort of put my head in. And there was and he said, oh, you're right. And I went, oh, I was just after a haircut. He goes, yeah, come on, mate. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess he worked there. But
well, it wasn't even a hair salon, was it? It was a butcher.
Joe's Butch Cuts. That's where you got yours.
I was going to say, you probably went to the same place.
No, but he was like, what do you want? And back in the day, I guess it was somewhat popular to get like it sort of a little bit left on the front so you could like push it up, sort of like I guess the Backstreet Boys must have wore it like that.
Yes.
I don't know.
The old Nick Carter.
Yeah, sort of like push it up at the front like a bit of a wall.
You don't look like Nick Carter.
No, not at all.
Nor have you ever.
But all he did was like shave me number two all over and then leave like a rhino horn sticking out the front. And also, so obviously, and everyone has done it as well, he's finished and he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, that's good.
Yeah, no one has ever said to a hairdresser, I'm not going to hate it.
Someone could stab me and you'd be like, oh, it's all right. It's all right. And then you're like, oh, it's only 2 weeks between a good and a bad cut. And you're like, oh. Just fuck my shit up.
Yeah, but tonight I'm meeting my girlfriend's parents. How'd it go?
No, I think well enough. I hid it under my hat, actually. Stuffed the horn up under the hat. It looks so shit. Just imagine like
something about Marriott.
Like, no, more this? Astro Boy, because it was really smooth and then just the one sticky butt out the front. Talking about, I did make fun of your hair before and I should have learnt my lesson because it's actually your sister-in-law.
Yeah,
your new sister-in-law, about a week before their wedding. For some reason, I was talking to her about hair or something like that, and I happened to say that her hair looks like a broom.
And why the fuck would you say that to a bride?
It was a week before, but then she went, I just got this cut. It cost me like $300 for the wedding, and I went, oh, yeah, but it's like, you know, when you go to Bunnings and there's all those brooms and there's ones that are like heaps more expensive, you're like, oh, I'd never pay that for a broom. I said it was like those brooms. And I thought we were having...
You emceed that wedding. How this story didn't get told, I don't know.
But what... And I'm I'm sure people have done this. You feel like you're having a joke with someone, but it's pretty much just one way. Because I'm
like, assure you, Jenny's still crying herself to sleep over that.
But then, so I'm like, oh, it's one of those good brooms, though. And then she looked at me and went, well, your teeth are yellow. Like, holy shit.
Sass, you go, girl.
Yeah, so I thought we were having a bit of friendly back and forth, but it turns out I really.
It turns out you're really an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, but you get that.
Is what you
get that on Big Jobs. Talking about the wedding and most weddings, there's always dancing going on.
It's the best part.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're, well,
Well,
I mean, I know your cousin's a big dancer. He was doing a lot of push-ups and he was getting girls to sit on his back while he does the worm. But where
I once saw him eat a whole hat on the dance floor.
That is ridiculous.
I'm not even lying.
What sort of hat? What sort of hat?
It was a party hat. It was made of paper, but there was also staples and a string, but still.
I was thinking it was like a baseball cap or something.
I know.
Like
I
that.
Just thought I'd leave it hanging, but you had to ask, didn't you?
Okay, is there any truth to the myth that women judge men's dancing as to if they're a good dancer, they'll be good in bed?
I just judge men's dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so at no point, like, should I do more thrusting or less thrusting?
Less thrusting, always less thrusting. Wait, in bed or on the dance floor?
Both.
Less and then more. In that order.
So
from dance floor to bed.
Okay, so if you see a guy that's shit dancing, you don't assume he's going to be shit in bed.
No, because I'm not a fucking idiot.
I see a girl that's shit dancing.
Really?
Well, no. As I was saying before to you, I did see a girl dancing to dubstep, and it was a proper dubstep song, and she was like launching out with her legs and arms, like she was having a seizure.
Whatever happened to dubstep, by the way? Is it still happening?
I think it died out with disco. Okay. But she was sort of having a standing seizure.
Okay, maybe she was, and you should have called someone.
And then she was having a seizure at exact time and movements to this.
And
there
was there was like froth coming from her mouth. And
have you heard what you're meant to do if someone is having a seizure in the bath?
Oh no!
Throw your washing in. I don't know if people thought out there was going to be like a health
Once
thing.
Again, no medical advice should be taken seriously.
No, don't throw your washing in because a lot of these seizures are quite powerful and you can stretch T-shirts and stuff like that.
No delicates at least. Use a bra bag jeans. For all bras.
Maybe jeans and slacks.
Cottons. Linen.
But you don't, yeah, nothing too delicate, no. Sorry if you have had a
what
seizure in
a bath. What are we talking about again?
Oh, I just think it's funny.
Dancing.
We're talking about dancing.
I dance in the car when I drive.
I think people who dance in the car are secretly thinking like, oh, my God, imagine people seeing me. They think I'm so, you know, random and kooky. But I'd look over and just think, look at this fucking idiot dancing in the car. Spit on you.
You drive closer to me.
Oi. I go, oi. And I do the motion of the window down. And you're like, oh, he's probably seen me kookily dancing.
He probably wants my number.
Spit in the face.
Yeah. That happens daily, but.
Usually not dancing.
And I'm not going to lie to you, it turns me on a little. It's a different topic, right?
Spitting in the face.
Yep.
Okay. And this is where it gets crazy as well. Imagine going, oh, I don't care how a guy dances, but if he spits in my face, he's got me.
But if he doesn't spit on my face.
That's what we're going to talk about as well. Photos. So I should have talked about this when we were talking about compliments before, but you would have had a photo at some stage growing up where you went, I look good in that.
Well, really when you say grow up, yeah, like how old?
Oh, usually, you know, we're 30s now, so, you know, probably when you could start sharing it on MSN Messenger and MySpace.
I was going to say your MySpace photo.
You would have had a photo that you liked that maybe you used more often than you should have.
Yeah, I think so.
Or was it just me because I'm ugly?
No, I think I did, and now I look back at that photo and I'm like, what the fuck am I?
No, see, I had a really good one. I was in a lovely white T-shirt and I was having lunch. I was at my uncle's.
Three quarter pants.
No, couldn't. Oh, maybe, but they were under the table. But I really like this photo, and I must have used it too many times because my brothers figured it out. So they went and found the photo, and then they scanned it, and they started editing it and giving me big fros.
You and your brother are fucking assholes.
Well, I'm all right. They're not. But I'm sure you guys have had it. But, yeah, it's just
Because you've done the same to me in photos of me that I like and editing your face onto photos of me.
But this is different.
This
is good, sorry. Em posted a photo of herself and I then edited my face onto Em's face.
And then every time I get a nice photo, Louis decides to post. And I'm like, don't fucking do it, Louis. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And then he just like edits himself. And I can never look at the photo the same way because it's just Louis's dumb, stupid face where my face is.
But it's good value either way.
It's not. It's terrible.
Talking about being a kid as well, talking about punishments and punishing children. Now, what's your view on smacking kids?
I don't think I'm allowed to have a view because I don't have kids. But am I? Well, if you would hold a gun to my head like you are, do it.
I'm talking about smacking your kids, not other people's kids.
Oh,
I'm not saying hey.
I'm really sorry about early with Charlie then.
So you're up for smacking kids?
Because your
brother, surely your brother got a hiding growing up.
I remember once my
honestly, he needs a hiding now.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's what happens when you don't smack enough. Because my mum always used to threaten with a wooden spoon, but it wasn't until we got older. We went, oh, mum used to always hit us with a wooden spoon. And she's like, no. Did I ever actually hit you with it? We're like, oh, my God, no. She only ever threatened. And we're like, you bitch. Blackmail, emotional blackmail all these years. She probably should have hit us.
So what, she'd like lift it and then quickly start mixing it, a bowl of slicing with it? Ah, got ya.
She'd be like, I'll get the wooden spoon out. And it would scare the shit out of us. But now I think about it, she never actually hit us.
You know, we got hit with it. Miles actually, mum hit Miles with it and broke. And then she quickly had to grab the plastic spatula out of the utensil drawer. She didn't even, there was not a hesitation. She was like, smack, broke, grab the plastic spatula. And that one lasted. That one didn't break. We didn't get whacked a lot with it, but Dad wouldn't hit us.
No, why not?
I don't know. I think it was
she called him Daddy.
Daddy, please don't hit me. And he couldn't. I don't know. He used to get right down on our level. So he'd kneel down and he'd sort of hold us by the shoulder and just poke
cut off our air supply until we passed out.
Never hit us though. I'd just wake up several hours later. No, he would poke us in the chest and go be like, never, ever do that.
See, that's worse, isn't it? I know,
terrifying.
Yeah.
But, look, I'm all for whacking children.
Mm-hmm.
What about whacking pets?
No.
Well, this is silly. Okay, so you've openly said... Children would, definitely hit children. What about dogs? Don't you dare hit dogs. Why can't you hit children? Because you can
talk to children. You can't talk. Dogs don't understand words and they don't thrive off it's punishment. Don't get me started. Don't get the dog trainer out of me.
Okay. See, because Django used to jump on every person that came to our front door.
Yeah.
I did everything I could for him to not jump on people. And it's like, ignore him, do this, push him away with your legs, do this and give him a treat to stop him. Nothing worked. I whacked him on the nose twice and he just stopped doing it.
He jumped on me today.
Yeah, well.
You fucking idiot.
I knew you were going to bring that up. That was the first time he's jumped on anyone. You know why? He probably knew that you were softy and weren't going to give him a whack.
I will now.
Well, you should. So, okay.
I'll divert it to Charlie.
So you'll whack a child, but you won't whack a dog.
It just goes to show the kind of person I am.
You're just a fucking weirdo. Yeah, perfect. I'm a fucking weirdo. Should be really happy about that. So, I was going to bring up more stories of the snake pit as well, my share house I lived in. One sort of related to the snake pit, one of the guys who lived there, Rob, his brother Ev, really lovely guy.
Normal names.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah, he's Evie D. They're the only two that didn't have really strange names. It was pretty much Ev and Ev's little brother, Rob. That's what they call him.
Mm-hmm.
But Ev, he wasn't staying in Newcastle at the time. He was actually back home in Sydney. But he had a big night and he woke up and he had like black, huge track marks like all up his pants and his shirt and his face.
We've all been there. Yeah. Woken up like that.
And he didn't remember it straight away. But what he'd actually done when he was walking home booze from the pub, truck coming up the highway, what? A tyre came off it, a wheel. Now, instead of just being a regular human being and just like going, shit, tyre, like get out of the way of that, he tried to catch it and it ran him over. So it ran up his legs, up his shirt, up his face, knocked him to the ground. And then, then he went home and went to bed. Yeah,
what happened to the truck? Did it like skid out and go up in flames?
No, because trucks have got like several tires per axle on that. So losing one's not the end of the world. Like,
just keeps on going, does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
But I guess another story, the snake pit. This is actually when a girl was living there.
There was a girl living at the snake pit.
Well, this is before it was officially called the snake pit.
That poor thing.
Her name was Trevor. She called herself Trevor. Long story, but she called herself
Trevor. Oh, I thought Trevor. You were joking. I'm no, like, that's no, not a girl, no, Louis.
No, her name, I can't even remember her real name. Teresa, I think, but it was Trevor. But one of my housemates, Rob, came home from uni one day, got to the front door, and someone had taped fishing line across the front doorway as a trap.
Yep.
And he's like,
standard holy in a share house.
Yeah. And he's like, holy shit, what's this? And he stepped over
like
it.
Like neck height or like?
No, ankle height. Like proper like.
That's even worse.
And he's like, holy shit. And then he walks out the back and she's like, oh, hey, Rob, did you fall for our trap? This girl was a lunatic. Like, can you imagine?
Trevor, you can't trust her.
But you could have, he had his computer and his headphones and all.
He could have been carrying like two hot coffees.
And just smashing all that shit in your own house. Ah, you got me. You got me good, Trev.
You guys did some pretty wild shit, but no, tripping someone over, that ruled the, like, that was crossing the line, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, physically harming someone and damaging their property, usually it's, well, the line's well before that.
Eating toenails, though, completely fine.
I didn't, let's clear this up. When I ate, I didn't go, ooh, toenail, and ate it. I accidentally ate the toenail thinking it was, what's it called?
Coconut.
But. And I learned very quickly, but it was probably mine, so no harm, no foul. Talking about Rob getting pranked, did you get much bullying as a child? Surely.
Mainly from probably you guys, my brother's mates.
No, that's not bullying. I'm talking about someone who like wanted to.
Yeah, actually, when I started high school, I did a bit.
Yeah.
Because I had to wear these
ridiculous. Because you're a loser?
Yeah.
Is it because of that silver vest?
No, there was that. No, I had to wear these ridiculously huge. You have to wear black shoes to school.
Yep, yep.
But I had to wear these ridiculously huge black shoes because I had my feet are fucked. I have to wear these orthotics and these inserts in my shoes.
Yeah, right.
And everyone called me monster truck feet because the shoes were so big.
That's not even clever. But
I know.
I mean, I would have taken that.
I haven't forgotten it when I was 12 years old. I haven't forgotten it, have I?
See, I thought they were talking about your big ass.
Oh God, they probably were. Come to think of it.
I got bullied just a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, only a little bit at the start of, like.
It's always the start of high school when they integrate.
Yeah, that I mean, because you always have little dramas going through school. But, yeah, I think it's a little bit. And there was just a group of guys and one of them was throwing bits of Mandarin at me. And and I went up there and started throwing fists around. And,
so you went from mandarins to fists.
Yeah. Well, because you don't want to waste mandarin.
No.
You know what they say? The only thing better than eating a mandarin is eating a mandarin out. Sorry, that just came to me just then. But he was throwing mandarins at me.
Maybe Amanda can eat herself out.
Ooh. Oh, I love it when it segues like that. Yeah. No, so he was throwing mandarins at me and I went up and, it was a real shitty year 7 fight. Didn't last very long. But there wasn't much bullying after that. But in saying that, like...
No
that
one
was,
messed with you after that, is that no, what you're saying?
No,
you
dare.
Stamped your authority.
You throw mandarins at Louis, he's going to throw punches back. No, but like, and look, I wasn't little, so I guess like the whole physical side of things, I was just thinking because my dad was like, hey, Louis, I don't mind if you stand up for yourself, don't start a fight, you get in a fight. The sort of stuff that dads tell their kids all the time.
Yeah.
But imagine those poor pricks who were just little and are like, well, better stand up for myself and just get the shit flogged out of them in high school.
Yeah, I saw it. You used to see it happen.
Yeah, see, I used to do it to kids.
Yeah, after the Mandarin thing, you were just like invincible.
I just realised the power I was capable of. And I thought, I'm going to start bullying little kids and then just like lay them
this
out.
This explains so much.
No, I don't think I was a bully really growing up. There was one kid that I didn't really like, but I don't think I've really bullied him. I had a couple little digs at him, but he had digs at me too. He said to me once, when was the last time you saw a bottle of Clearasil?
How old was he?
Oh, we're both like 13 or 14.
Oh, God, sounds pretty quick-witted. Get him on the
show. No, it was not. He was not quick-witted. He's very slow-witted. I won't say what he is. Very slow-witted gentleman. What's been coming up a bit now is this whole pill testing debate.
Yeah. Is this too controversial?
Well, the thing is, I'd like to get mine tested, but probably for different reasons. Like, I'd be like, hey, can you test this? I want to make sure I'm not getting, like, ripped off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's probably what the kids was about to say. That's how I know I'm getting old. That's probably what the kids are doing.
You go, no, it's safe. It's actually just baking powder. You go, bullshit! I'm going to fucking kill that guy. There'd be a lot less fake drug dealers on the streets because they'd all be getting killed by these people finding out their pills are actually just like sugar candies and
yeah.
Those Valentine love hearts.
You gave me a few pills earlier. I'd like to get those tested.
Oh, I thought, oh my God. I thought you were going to suddenly dob me in for giving you ecstasy just then. And I was racking my brain to think, oh my God, did I give you ecstasy at some stage? Oh my God.
Oh my God, I swear we said we weren't going to talk about this.
No, because, I've never given M ecstasy. Never given anyone ecstasy. Yeah. Never done any illegal drugs. Except one time when I was going through an airport in Canada. Funnily enough, when you should never admit to doing drugs.
This astounds me. Like, you're a smart guy.
I know. Smart and funny. So I should have told that lady when she said, are you funny? Smart and funny.
But this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, so I was flying into Canada from London. It was a long flight. I was hungover and I was jet lagged and I got pulled aside to go through like the customs check or whatever they call it with like the officer and they go through your bags and stuff like that. And one of the first questions they asked me, which they probably ask everyone, is have you ever done any illegal drugs? I should have said no.
No.
But I went,
oh. You should have said, what are drugs? What's illegal?
Well, I'm worried that they'll catch me out, so I prefer to tell little lies rather than big lies. So I went,
or just the complete truth, apparently.
Well, I didn't tell the whole truth. Well, I just said, yes, I have done illegal drugs, but not for years. And then he said, oh, okay, what have you done? And I said, oh, just some pot and coke. Now,
God,
cocaine is a huge red flag to these guys. So don't ever admit. Now, then I panicked again because then he started digging further. And when he's like, well, when's
the last? Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Continue on, kind sir.
Then he said, well, when's the last time you did do something? And I was like, oh, Christmas, which was not that long ago. And then he's like, what did you do? And I said, oh, some pills. Which
17 lines.
Which introduced another drug into my repertoire. God. But and then he started asking me what I did for work. And then he's like, hey, what's this jewelry? I said, it's for my girlfriend. And he said, what's your girlfriend's name? And I went, Megan?
Trevor.
It's for Trev. Why don't you believe me?
She loves that shit.
Yeah, so just a hot tip.
But you got away with that, obviously, because you're sitting here now.
Well, no, I was actually in a Canadian prison for 4 years.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, mum told everyone I was just jaunting around the world. Oh, Louis on his travels.
That'd be great.
But, yeah, so if you ever do get hit up by anyone and they ask you, have you done drugs, just say, no, I haven't. And don't go any further than that.
No, even your doctor.
Well, no.
Nope.
Okay, this is... I think if your doctor asks you, there could be a good reason for it. Especially if you're currently high. Are you on drugs? Nope.
I just gave you those drugs. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, we were just looking online...
On the line.
And it looks like Hawaii is actually trying to bring in a new law to ban everyone under 100
years of age.
Yeah. How do you think that's going to work?
I think it's definitely going to work, and I can see no way that it will go wrong. End of conversation.
I want to. It'll be a really interesting fake ID thing. Yeah, man, 100. I am old. I feel like shit.
So fucking old.
I feel like shit. I got cancer. Yeah, but look, it's one of those things. I mean, I actually do agree with the idea of it. Maybe make smoking illegal for everyone right now under 20. Mm. And then in 10 years' time, make it under 30 and then keep going on. It'd just be funny, though, if you were on that really weird cutoff so you could only smoke for like a week every 10 years. That'd be a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
Be like that movie, The Purge, where you're allowed to kill anyone you want one day a year, but it's just you're allowed to smoke for 1 week every 10 years.
What the fuck is that?
oh, it's this movie about like
the Purge. I need to be part of that.
It's the idea is interesting. It's a pretty shit movie, but yeah. So we're once every 12 months. Yeah, you're like, there's no, you can do whatever you want, and there's no punishment for your crimes.
Who would you kill?
Oh, you. No, I'd do all the shit crimes.
Harsh, but fair.
I'd pirate heaps of stuff.
You'd what?
I'd start pirating off the internet more.
Oh.
I'd use magnets to slow down my water meter and stuff like that in my house.
You know, you can just do that.
Well, that's illegal though. Oh. So I'm, yeah, no, guys, apparently according to M, completely legal to just slow down your water meters and your electricity.
You know, drugs are illegal too though, and you literally admitted to doing that to border security.
Yeah, but that was just a bit. None of that was true.
It's back at Christmas.
last week we were briefly talking about MILF and then GILF, pornography searches pretty much. Now, something, because we do research before every episode, and I was researching some pornography this week. Yeah, and
obviously. It's the only way to do it.
But what I've found is a strange thing. I don't know if any other guys have seen this. I'm not sure if you've seen this, Em. There's certain videos where it's like, obviously a girl, and she's getting naked, and she
not always obvious though. Let's point it out.
Well, yeah, it could be. Are you saying it could be a boy, or that could be? They could be not naked.
It's porn. Anything could happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah. Like that song. Anything can happen. Yeah. But back to the porn. So, and there's no guy in the video clip, but the girl films it like pretending she's having to have sex with a guy. Have you ever seen these ones? So
maybe.
She'll sort of put the camera like directly in front of her and like pretend to bounce up and down, but there's no one there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're not very fun.
That wouldn't do much for me.
No. No, well, it wouldn't do much for her either. No one there.
Oh.
I've got to.
But she doesn't even use an instrument, like not an instrument, but she doesn't use like it's a
like a
tool.
Trombone or something.
Like a Voss water bottle or something.
A Voss, just off to the side a little bit, a few months back. For anyone wondering, Voss water bottles, even the small ones, and this is, I was at an event with them and I had this Voss water bottle. Now, they're cylindrical.
An event,
so
you're making it sound like a black
tie
dinner.
They're probably 8 inches tall. So, what's that? They're about 15 centimetres. No, more than that, sorry. 8 inches, they're about 20
inches,
centimetres.
Inches, I just go like Subway. That's
they're
the
about 20 centimetres. Well, two-thirds of a sub.
But I was talking about the
no,
girl.
No. Sorry. Yeah, you're sort of like, oh, okay. So it was about 8 inches long, at least. Girth, honestly.
Girth,
like,
it's about the girth.
It's still girth-wise bigger than a toilet roll holder, bigger than like a cardboard toilet roll. Imagine even wider than like one of those paper towel rolls. Like it was still wide. And I'm like, oh, Em, imagine
and
like rocking
up. This is a small one, yeah.
See, this is what Em keeps saying. It's a small one.
It's a small one. And it's not glass. Your penis isn't made of glass.
Just so you know, there's women out there that see Voss bottles and think, well, that's a little size dick if that was a dick. So, guys, you might think you've got a weapon and there's girls out there going, oh, so you've got one of those little penises.
This is just an insight. Everyone's getting an insight of what we talk about.
Imagine them pulling their pants down and going, oh, that's like a little... I've seen these. They're those little penises.
And then I just whip out my water bottle and just like, oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
But no, it was just one of those weird things where, yeah, so in these pornos, there's like women like there and it sort of takes you away a little bit because like when I watch porn, it's like I want to get like sucked in like a good Disney film, you know.
Okay.
And yep. when there's no
Disney
guy
porn.
There.
Is there Disney porn?
There's definitely Disney porn.
Okay.
There is.
That's a research topic for next time.
All you have to look up is any Disney character with porn following it, any cartoon character, and there's porn.
Mm-hmm.
Heaps of porn movies. I remember back in the day going to Video Easy and Blockbuster, and there's always the porn titles, but they always used to have really good names. Like instead of Cliffhanger, it was Cliff Banger, and instead of Saving Private Ryan, it
should
was
have been Clit Banger.
Oh, well, that would have been better 20 years ago.
Sorry.
Instead of Saving Private Ryan, it was
Saving
Ryan's
Privates.
Yeah, there was a few of them. Not clever anymore.
Definitely didn't get that one out myself.
No. No, well, I was like 12 as well, so yeah. No, not big.
I can't believe anyone would actually go to Video Easy and rent those things out, though. That's what it was before the internet,
yeah,
though, wasn't
it? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, if you go and rent or you go and buy the magazines.
Magazines, yeah.
I remember finding magazines down at the riverbank. That was always good.
Why were you hanging out down the riverbank, you seedy asshole?
Looking for porn. I mean, I was like 10, 11. I wasn't like, I was the only one was 25 looking for porno.
It was the porn exchange hub. People would leave their porn there and pick up other porn, like a porn library.
Oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is a classic collection. No, but it's weird with porn as well. Is if you go on there and there's always like porn of the, how do I explain it? At any one stage, there's always a particular type of porn that seems to be more popular than others.
Like trending porn.
Sort of, but it's not trending and like, it just seems like that's what's popular, so that's what's being made. And at the moment, it's like stepsister stuff and it's like really creepy. But then it's like, what I love though is that you can see the porn industry's going, okay, let's do the stepmother, let's do the stepson. And they go, how old's the porno? How old's the male? Well, he's 20. How old's the lady? Well, she's 26. Okay, that'll have to do. And then they use this stupid dialogue like, son, what are you doing?
Oh, you watch the dialogue? I just skip forward to the...
I just skip forward for DNV. Or DNA. Yeah. DNA. Back to ancestry.com.
I knew what you were saying. It's just like you were questioning your own spelling then.
No, no, no. I meant like DNV as in dick and vagina and yeah, DNV. Josh. Oh, sorry.
No. You were like A? Is that how you spell it? Yep.
My spelling's not very good. But yeah, so.
Porn.
It's one of those things where it is weird the trends that sort of come and go. I'm sure guys probably. Oh, girls, look. The people say that girls watch porn too. I don't think it's as much as what guys do. But I do remember. It must have been a couple of years back. It was on the news and they were like, there's a problem with porn. Young boys are addicted to porn, especially gonzo porn. And I was like...
What the fuck's gonzo porn?
Well, gonzo I know is a Muppet. He's a big nose one.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not anything related to him.
What the fuck?
No, but I remember thinking, gonzo porn? And I then obviously Googled gonzo porn.
Got myself ready.
And I'm like, oh, right. And it's like sort of like aggressive porn.
Oh, like...
Lots of like slapping S&M and gagging. No, think more... like choking and grabbing and slapping and stuff like that.
Mm.
It's one of those porn I'm like, oh, I don't really watch porn like this. But it was like, but apparently it's the most popular. But them talking about it made me look for it.
Ah, right.
So it's they're the ones who got me hooked on it.
Yeah,
no, I'm not hooked on it. I'm not hooked on gonzo.
So that room down the end is just completely shut off. I do like gonzo.
I do like gonzo porn, but as I said, the Muppet gonzo.
Yeah.
I'm not some weirdo
Megan
freak.
Has to dress up as gonzo. Or do you dress up as gonzo?
Oh, God, Megan's not going to like this conversation.
Sorry, Megan. Sorry I dragged you into this, Megan. Talking
about Video Easy, it was funny as well because I remember they used to give you cards, but if you didn't have your card, you'd have a password.
Yeah.
So Dad went and signed up. And he signed up, and I don't know if the password was, like, created randomly or – and it was creep. Dad thought it was hilarious. He's going to come back. They saw me and they went, your password is creep.
They come up with it based on what he rents out. So
imagine
when
going
you guys weren't there, guess what he was getting out.
Imagine going into porno and going, what's your password? And you go, creep. You know what it is.
Capital C.
I'm a creep.
It's creep 69.
No.
Sorry.
Don't drag us down there.
I think that's going to be about it from us this week. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll upload it on the normal avenues. Yep,
that's fine.
We're not going to be doing this for a couple of weeks. I'm going to be unavailable. Just got better stuff to do, really, with my time.
Well, let's say Em's not going to be doing this, but I might try and do something. I don't know what exactly.
If you sing for like an hour...
Okay, so I'm just going to sing just the parts of songs I know. So it'll be a lot of humming and then some lyrics I get, some I don't. No, so I'll try to do something. I might find someone who's half interesting to talk to, or maybe a few people. So, you know, if you hear this and you go, hey, I wouldn't mind having a chat to Louis.
Or, hey, Em's voice got really deep all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Or hey, bitch, whatever, whoever you choose.
But, you guys just talk to me and we'll find out where I live and maybe you can come over and we can do some recording.
Can we give your address out?
Okay. Let's private message and we'll go from there.
Okay. So sorry if I've been a bit quiet today. I'm a bit hungover. I'm a bit tired and I think I've got a UTI coming on actually, so I'm not the best.
Fuck.
Sorry, Louis.
So why do girls do that? No guys ever say like, oh, I've had erectile problems and I, you know. Just
Louis, you are the most disgusting human I know and I know everything about you and hear
there
everything.
There's no way I'm worse Well, Hitler's dead, I guess.
Oh, we almost went a whole episode. Almost did it. The thing gets retracts back well, to how many we'll days it's been since we've talked about Hitler.
We were going to talk about three people you want to, living or dead, that you're going to have a meal with.
Yeah.
And obviously Hitler would be somewhere there, but we'll have to do that another time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, we're off. We'll try to do something, as I said, again in the next week or so, but maybe not with them, maybe with someone else. Might just get a homeless guy.
Do it.
The one in Maitland died.
Oh, yeah. Maybe get someone from, the snake pit.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'll see what happens.
They're probably all dead.
Yes. All the snake pit members are dead.
Some guy tried to catch a fucking tire.
Ev, we'll get Ev on.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, I'm off. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you later.
See you guys.